How many did you lose?
190.
190 calves.
You tell me nothing's wrong here.
After some hesitation, Cincinnati corporate attorney Rob Bilott, played by Mark Ruffalo, agrees to investigate farmer Wilbur Tennant's claims that DuPont's chemical waste into a creek next to his land is killing his cattle. Bilott, who was originally hired by his law firm to defend corporations like DuPont, turns against the corporate giant.
What is this PFOA? What's that stand for?
Jesus, you're on a goddamn fishing expedition.
Bill, I need to insist on broadening discovery.
Sue me!
I'm already suing you.
Bilott established that PFOAS, their man-made chemicals, cause elevated risks of cancer, kidney disease, thyroid conditions, and autoimmune disorders. He gathered evidence through depositions from plant employees, public records, and an epidemiological study in Parkersburg, West Virginia.
Has anyone even read the evidence this man has collected? The willful negligence, the corruption? Read it. We should want to nail DuPont. All of us should. American business is better than this, gentlemen.
Tim Robbins plays Tom Terp, chairman and managing partner of Bilott's legal team, Taft.
Corporate culture tends to protect itself. And Tom was someone that dared to go against that.
A 2016 article by the New York Times called Bilott the lawyer who became DuPont's worst nightmare. His research brought worldwide awareness into the dangers of chemicals like PFOAS. They had known for a long time that this stuff was bad, says Bilott.
In 2017, we were able to enter into a settlement with DuPont for about 3,500 people who had claims at that point in time. There are additional people that are still finding out that they've been exposed and that they have cancer. There are additional cases that are popping up all over the country. We shouldn't all be being used as guinea pigs.
Mark Ruffalo interprets Bilott and produced the film Dark Waters. He is also an environmental activist advocating for the regulation of forever chemicals, as PFOAS and PFAS have been nicknamed.
I think 3M and DuPont are going to have to they're going to have to take some responsibility for what they did. They knowingly brought this product onto the market, knowing that it caused cancers, birth defects, endocrine diseases, and they went ahead anyway.
Almost heaven, West Virginia.
Dark Waters is not the first film to focus on waters polluted by PFAS.
Governor Snyder, I got some Flint water for you.
In his documentary Fahrenheit 11/9, filmmaker Michael Moore casts a light on policies he says led to contaminated waters in communities such as Flint, Michigan.
I feel like storytelling is a way to transcend the politics and get people to be reconsider an issue based on human-to-human contact.
Meanwhile, the fight of Rob Bilott against DuPont continues. While DuPont has not assumed responsibility for knowingly using hazardous chemicals, it has announced that it is eliminating the use of PFAS, chemicals which experts say are persistent in the environment and in the human body. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.